Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
There's just so many areas of life where friction is created. What do you do on holidays? And it invariably stymies the Christian's relationship with Christ. It puts a damper on it because you don't have a partner who's cheering you on and encouraging you and growing spiritually alongside of you. You have someone who's scoffing at it or negative toward it. And it inevitably hurts your own spiritual growth. And that's why I think the Bible says, do not become unequally yoked with a non-believer. And that's why I encourage singles, do not date someone who is not an authentic Christian, because dating leads somewhere. And you don't want to get in a position where you end up falling in love with someone who is not a follower of Christ, because you're just opening up a whole batch of problems for your relationship. And it's contrary to the Word of God. So I really discourage that. But there is hope. There are some things that someone in that relationship can do to improve the situation.
What would Leslie say was maybe the hardest part of your marriage at that time?
Well, it was probably my anger at her faith, my general rage, my heavy drinking. My immoral behavior. I mean, I could go down the list. There was a whole bunch of things.
I would get the idea.
get the picture. But
an all-around great guy,
Yeah. It was great to hang out with. Here's what she found that was the best help for her in the midst of that situation. There were three relationships that she knew she had to nurture in order to get through this. One was her relationship with God. She was responsible. I wasn't going to encourage her. So she needed to make sure she was strengthening her relationship with God, that even when the arrows came from me on that topic, she was strong in her faith. Secondly, she had to build her relationship with her mentor. She had a spiritual mentor, the one who led her to Christ. It is so important, if someone does not have a believer as a spouse, to have a Christian friend of the same gender who you can draw upon, you can cry on their shoulder, you can pray with them, they can encourage you, they can help mentor you, because I wouldn't let her go to church a lot. And so Linda, the woman who led her to Christ, would disciple her and help her grow in her faith. So that's an important relationship. The third relationship that she learned to build was the relationship with me. Because even though we were parting ways spiritually, she was a believer and I was still an atheist, you know what? We got married for a reason. There were things, believe it or not, that she loved about me. And so what she had to do was identify, why did I marry Lee?